I think I've actually spent more time in that podcast studio this week than I have in the last, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
So much podcasting.
Yeah, that was just another 2.5 hours or 2:40 or something.
And then another hour with Rory today for the box office bomb.
Yeah.
Then last night, and the regular bomb cast before that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going up there tomorrow, are we?
No.
There's nothing left to do, is there?
I might go up there because okay. I have to record some stuff as backup.
Right.
For... to go with the audio archives of the live shows.
Okay. Jesus.
It's a rented bike. The guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Clearly not. That's a nice car. That weird circle is there, but
that's where you put a number, like it was a race car.
Like, why is the number gone?
Maybe he couldn't decide what number he wants to be. Conference is still happening, right?
I think so, yeah.
I was wearing one of those video games shirts with the Doritos and Mountain Dew. Or whatever it was. That's what it was, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I have not seen one of those in the wild before.
Yeah, same here.
Also, that white car behind us had pink rims.
Cool.
Scion.
Weird. Like, they're not nice rims.
No.
Just seems like someone took them and painted them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, whatever makes you happy. Decision.
The 6th Street shit, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Look at that guy, he's got a cane.
Look at that guy with his bike.
Oh, that guy's bike.
He doesn't look happy.
The bike looks alright, the guy does not.
Yeah.
Another guy with another cool cane.
Yeah, there's a lot of... There's like at least 3 canes so far. And we've only been on 6th Street for like a minute.
Yeah.
It's doing that thing again. It's annoying.
syringe access services.
Mm-hmm. Remind me again why you stopped taking this route.
It's just, it's a little too on sometimes in terms of just, like, cars and shit.
Right.
Ninth is a straighter shot. And, sixth was getting a little lackluster, honestly. Like, it just, it's not, it doesn't hit the way it used to.
Yeah, they started putting real businesses on this street.
Yeah. Also, Donut World is closed, so...
Yeah.
There is no hope. Man, I remember there used to be a Wendy's right there.
Hip-hop.
My city, presented by Spotify.
You know, where hip-hop lives.
Where hip-hop lives.
Oh, my friend. There we go.
That man looked like he was wearing a garbage bag instead of a jacket.
That was a jacket.
Yeah, it was like some kind of like bad, like not a black leather jacket, but yeah, something that is meant to look like a black leather jacket.
Yeah, but when was the last time you got to pass by Glide, man?
That guy's dancing.
Yeah. He is stoked to be getting methadone today. Alright, I don't know what this dude's doing, but...
Big T's Internet Center, Coin-Op Wash House Laundry. Let's go hang out at Big T's.
Yeah.
Let's go hang out with Big T. I want to be Big T.
Just once, I'd like to be known as Big Something.
Yeah. Best wings in town right here, Chico's Pizza. 10 pieces, $5.99.
Damn. That's a deal.
Meals for kids and teens at the Tenderloin Rec Center. Let's get in there.
I am a little old.
You pretend to be a kid, I'll pretend to be a teen. I'll be like, I was thinking about starting to smoke cigarettes because I hear they're cool. That'll throw them off.
Yeah, I'll never suspect a thing.
They're like, no, you can't smoke, teenager. And I'm like, what? But it's cool. And they're like, no, come in here and eat. I'm like, okay.
Share a meal with us while we rap to you about why smoking is whack.
That woman's smoking and she looks cool.
Yeah. Everything seems to be going great for her.
Yeah. She's had a string of good days. Normal route right here, just in time to see the new cinch.
Yep.
Which is, like, depressing now. There's nothing, they never changed the sign.
Are you suggesting to me that the new century was somehow not depressing before?
I mean, it was always, like, interesting in the ways in which it was totally depressing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that...
You're saying there was a variety.
Yeah, now it's, like, depressing to me. The Barry is large to put that sign. June 20 back into town. Board back there.
No, I'm in. Everything happened good.
Well, that guy...
I can't really tell. Yeah. rather
why,
on.
Why are women's the new century confused?
I'm gonna Uber the fuck out. And do they know?
What this place on the server and gift is souvenir. Oh, the mannequin vice.
Yeah.
The ultimate.
It's just coming up to me. It's a powerbomb cap.
Like there's echo of gangster on your
a lot of gangster. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Huh. But gangster.
Submarine gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and Captain Marco Ramey.
I think Chad is talking about smoking.
Yeah. Brad doesn't smoke angel dust. He'd be way more wired if that were the case.
He'd be like throwing the couch.
Yeah.
Be eating the couch. He would knock over a food truck and stand on top of it to establish dominance.
Chuck dumpsters at cops.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I turned the beta view back on because it's better for mobile users and all that sort of stuff. See if they made any changes. I don't know. Like, it seems fine. Like, what's actually wrong with it? Like, that's what I want people to... If people could establish some sort of why they don't like it other than it's just different, then that would be useful to know.
I guess it's probably because it's just different.
Yeah, I don't know. Xantar here says, thanks for making me watch My Sweet Satan at midnight. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, great.
I provide a service.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
It's a terrific film.
Extremely well made. I did talk about that a little bit on the box office.
First for mobile, huh? I don't know, the whole thing is supposed to be better for mobile, and it's the only way for Android users to listen, I guess. I don't know.
Everything's horrible. Whatever.
It seemed like the chat area was larger because you could expand it to the whole, like, the whole width of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll turn it back off if I still have the option. I'm not really sure. It seems like eventually they're just going to go to that.
Yeah.
Go to that view or whatever. Full time. Can you expand it? Yeah, you can expand it. I never see it.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes playing Dota more convenient, then I should probably turn it off.
You're right. You don't want to encourage that kind of thing.
No, definitely not.
Kind of delinquent behavior.
Yeah.
Follow the Brad example. First, it's hobos, then it's angel dust.
Yep.
Then eventually,
just
death.
You just disintegrate.
Yeah. You scream out big plays, and then your body explodes.
Just say nota to Dota.
I like it. You can put that on the side of a bus.
Yep.
People instantly know what you're talking about.
All right, now this is some gangster shit right here.
Yeah.
You do have some gangster shit up on here.
Totally. Is that an EA bus?
Yeah, probably.
They have shuttle buses too now?
Yep.
Great.
Remember, Paul took one. He was here for a few days. Remember Paul having the EA bus schedule printed out on a piece of paper. Folded up with him back when Paul was an EA employee.
Yeah. Which, you know, wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. How much money does it cost to put something on the side of a bus? I don't know. I mean, like a can of spray paint's like $3, so.
Yeah. More of a time investment than really a monetary one.
Yeah.
Just gotta pick your spot.
This guy says, I stopped listening to Longmont Potion Castle for this. Huh.
Well, I mean, he can resume that at any time.
It's true.
It's true. It's not going to disappear.
It might.
Eh. I don't see that happening.
I should probably buy Longmont Potion Castle 11.
Yeah, I mean, if you're invested up to this point, you might as well.
Yeah. Coming up on the bridge, so if you've got bridge questions, we're just passing by the Bridge Motel right now. So yeah.
That is the official signal of bridge readiness.
Yeah. Still fucked. I don't know. It's not.
It hasn't been too fucked this week.
Yeah. Is the predictions podcast going up tonight? No. It'll go up next week. Here's a bridge question. How's it going?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm ready. 3-3 to happen.
Yeah, I guess I do.
I spent so much of this week talking about it, now I'm ready for it to just happen.
Yeah. I think when we have the meeting tomorrow to divvy up the appointments is when I'll feel like, okay, all right, that's...
Yeah.
that's all manageable. This is what my schedule looks like. I feel all right. Let's go.
Yeah. Have you given any thought as to what you want to do for Unprofessional Friday this week?
Nope.
Cool.
Nope.
I gotta figure that out.
Who's making the drive down to LA with me? It'll be me and Alex and two guests.
Two very special guests.
Yeah.
The specialists.
Yeah.
Of guests. I think we should reveal one exclusively tomorrow via Mixlr and let the other one be
okay.
Be a total surprise.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's the PR guy and me talking.
That's
thinking about, you know.
Yeah, no, this is our reveal campaign.
Yeah.
There's a new pizza place near me called Toppers that delivers until 3 a.m. Do I order a pizza? I'd say go for it. I was thinking about ordering a pizza.
Pizza's pretty good.
I don't know why Toppers would be a pizza place. So you get a lot of weird toppings on it. Like, Toppers to me is like, we got a bunch of different sauces to pour on stuff.
Yeah. It's a weird name.
JoJo's. No, no.
Is it JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Yeah.
Did you start playing that?
We did a video.
Yeah.
Of us playing some of it.
That was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I feel like that came out like a month ago, at least.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Maybe we should just do Tamodachi Life for the show tomorrow instead of trying to worry about doing a quick look.
Yeah, we should do a quick look.
I mean, we should do a quick look, but I'm wondering if that might be better done later because I haven't had a chance to download that or do anything with it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So maybe we do that for Professional Fridays. Like, I get like an hour of it in and just kind of get started on it.
Yeah, maybe.
And then maybe you guys can do a quick look when you get back.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah, the stage just kind of fucking disappeared on me.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole week has been fucking crazy. Is Shoot Mania a great game? No.
Great?
No. No.
Tolerable?
Barely. I mean, it's not fun to play.
It had potential, and it was just kind of like,
just like, what? Why? Who would do this?
Well, Ubisoft would publish it.
Dave Lang is not one of the special guests driving down with us. That
would be difficult.
He needs a car of his own. He's a mountain of a man.
Yeah. Also, he's in Chicago. So we'd be
weird for him to fly to San Francisco just to drive down with us.
That's what you did.
Yeah, but I work here.
I bet we could convince Lang to do that.
Yeah.
We'd started early enough.
Yeah, but then we definitely would not have been able to have two people in the back seat.
No, absolutely not.
I'd open up the sunroof just to have his head poke out of there. Here's some gangsta shit for you.
Well, okay.
What's stopping you?
I mean, nothing, really.
Yeah. Why deny yourself?
A slight dislike for most of the pizza options available to me in Petaluma?
Sure.
That
actually is a valid reason.
Yeah. Always get a to-go order, like a carry-out order, an order from the Domino's and Cattati.
Could do that.
I'm not going to drive for pizza.
Yeah, this is too much to ask.
Yep. It's not that I'm above it, it's just that I just don't have it in me right now to do that. Closes Denny's?
I hear so. Yeah, there's nothing in Denny's anymore. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. That's the Denny's where the cops let me go.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Good times.
Good times!
Good times.
John Drake says, numerous people you directed towards me just told me to go fuck myself, so happy birthday to me?
Yeah, I think so. Got stuck in a little bit of traffic going out of San Francisco. Probably be about 10 or 15 minutes late to dinner. Sorry about that. I will see you there. Bye.
Show is booked to 11 p.m.
Right.
So I doubt that.
I don't think it starts until later anyway.
The event that I saw made it look like it was ending at 11.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
Yeah. Certainly see him during the week.
Undoubtedly.
Anyone still playing Titanfall? I assume so. I don't know. I haven't played it in a while.
Neither have I. Yeah, I just kind of fell off. Just check out the DLC.
July 2nd, Huey Lewis in the News at the Marin Center.
Awesome. You're going, right?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
I play trombone for Huey Lewis.
Forgot about that. How's that gig going?
It's, shitty. He keeps burying us in sand. Man, like, we gotta recreate the magic of the music video. And I'm like,
he just has a burial fetish.
Yeah. Best burgers in America. Like that. 101 seems ridiculous.
Remember when lists were just top 10? When top 10 lists were kind of the max people would go for?
I guess. Who's gonna go get the 101st best burger in America? Who's gonna go like, oh, we should go check that out?
Someone who lives near where the 101st best burger actually is.
They're gonna go there anyway.
Oh, maybe they didn't know about it.
They should get Yelp. Type in hamburgers.
I don't know that I always trust Yelp reviews.
I mean, I'm not saying for reviews. I mean, just what the fuck is around here?
Sure. But you wouldn't know necessarily that their burger was the 101st best burger in America, you know? This is contextualizing that for you.
Two grilled cheese sandwiches for buns.
Jesus.
I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, that's rough, man. I don't know about that.
Like, if the bread was kind of thin and didn't just seem like you had two pieces of bread on either side of a burger, maybe.
Yeah. Like, really thin.
But, like, just put the cheese on the burger. Like, what's it matter?
Yeah, this is just, like, innovation for the sake of innovation. I don't feel like this really benefits anybody.
Yeah, they're just like, we made a dumb mess. Just fuck it.
We decided we were going to disrupt hamburgers and also grilled cheese sandwiches.
Occupy hamburgers!
go and you make your regular hamburger sandwiches, old man.
What's with these newfangled hamburgers?
Fuck you, Dad.
What's wrong with a nice regular hamburger?
I'm part of Generation Remix.
Remix? What?
We just remixed hamburgers. What?
Did you? What did you?
And then giant dubstep bass drop happens and your dad's head explodes.
My heart! Just want some lettuce and tomato, please.
I will give you your lettuce and tomato.
To the extreme!
Oh no!
We have rostified these tomatoes by about 10%.
I don't know what that means. I just want my hamburger. Perhaps a cheeseburger.
Get the fuck out of my restaurant, old man.
I fought in the war. Please, just, I want a cheeseburger.
Yeah, we're waging a culture war over here against boring hamburgers.
With cheddar cheese. A cheddar cheese cheeseburger, please.
We don't have cheddar cheese.
What do you have? Cheese? Are you out of cheese?
What we have is a pepper jack reduction sauce.
Oh.
That substitutes for regular cheese.
My heart can't take it.
Go back to Burger King with your normal cheeseburgers. Go back to Mean Gene's Burgers. Where old men get hamburgers.
Mean Gene can make a mean burger. Young man, you could learn a thing or two from Mr. Okerlund.
Cuts to the kid in the back just taking a shit on a hamburger bun and giving it to the old man.
Here's your burger, old man. Hope you enjoy it.
I'm going to tell my grandson about this. I just wanted my hamburger here. This is a... Excuse me.
Yeah, what?
I wanted... This appears to be a sloppy Joe.
No, that's just the consistency of the meat we use. Trust me, that's a hamburger.
This looks like a sloppy Joe, and I ordered cheddar cheese on my cheeseburger.
Fine, here's a slice of cheddar cheese. Put that on your burger and just fucking eat it and leave, dear God.
I did not lie face down in the dirt. In Grenada.
Oh,
to be true.
Oh, that's a good grenade reference. Thanks for that.
Is. This just like some fucking guy in like a satin jacket. No, he's wearing a shirt or something. My nice satin jacket driving this white van. On my way to pick up some ladies.
Woo!
And then lock them in a shipping container. Ship them overseas.
Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Ah, come on, man. I thought you liked to make money.
I mean, I do, but human trafficking wasn't really what I was... I was told this was just like a desk clerk job. What am I interviewing for here, exactly?
It's just, you just keep track of the paperwork, but the desk is more of a clipboard, and you're more in the passenger seat of the van.
Oh, okay. What am I writing on the clipboard? What am I doing?
Just, you get the names. We have to come up with new names when we get them out there.
Are you sure you really want a paper trail for this?
It's just a list of names, man. Hold this billy club.
Wait, what do you need that for?
Sometimes girls try to get away.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think maybe I'm not going to take this job.
Come on, man. You're perfect for this. You got just the right... amount of not giving a fuck about life.
I think that's kind of insulting, actually.
That's what I said on Craigslist. It's a desk clerk. Must not give a fuck about life.
Well, yeah, but... oh, man. Well, I do need the job.
Yeah, man!
Alright.
Alright, great.
I guess I'll get into human trafficking.
Okay. Alright, let's come up with some names. How about, like... Sasha.
Uh-huh.
You like that? Sasha.
Wait, who are we giving this name to?
I don't know. We'll find somebody.
Okay. Yeah, Sasha. Sure.
Right, her up there. Does she look like a Sasha?
She looks more like a Destiny.
Destiny. That's a good one, too. Write that down.
All right.
Now go hit that girl in the back.
Wait.
Really good.
No, I thought you were doing that. I'm the clerk.
I'm driving the car.
Oh, God, all right.
Just hit her in the back, which is just grab her and just throw her in the van. It'll be fine.
Suddenly everyone knew the giant bomb was actually just a front for a human trafficking operation.
Yeah. Stopped.
I don't know. Why is anything anything?
Sign back there that said that land for sale said the name of the person you were to call about the land was Sandy Swallow.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
I'm writing that name down.
Okay. pack.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna do whatever laundry I have tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Haircuts?
No, I already got mine.
I don't think I need one right now.
Yeah. I got a haircut right before I flew out here, so.
Percent battery remaining.
Oh no. Well, we're almost there, so you'll make it.
Felt the need to get it up to like 60 on this stretch of road here. In this hot Kia.
Yeah. Ah, you know, I'm running late, so.
Yeah.
That makes my gas pedal foot a little heavier.
I hope my, like, packages of, like, necessary battery things show up.
That'd be good.
Like, they weren't Amazon Prime, so it was like, I just had to order them, and it was like, they'll show up within, like, I paid for faster shipping.
Yeah.
I guess if it doesn't, I can always just buy a shitty one somewhere.
Yeah. One of the many fine truck stops along I-5.
Yeah. Alright, dog.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a package. Oh, yeah. Good.
All right.